This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we are, Cyber Monday, coming off of a Black Friday. Isn't it interesting how retail has held us hostage? Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous holiday weekend. Maybe it stretched to a week, but either way, a day or two off to hang out with your friends, your family, or just to take a moment to breathe, as I like to say. It's my favorite thing to do, breathe. I don't know about the rest of you. So Black Friday, as you heard from the New York Shoppers there, long lines. It's always the same. We know that Christmas is coming or Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate, and we know we're going to have to get presents, whether it's for workmates, family, combination, friends, etc. But we are a last-minute society, I think. And then others just feel like they need the bargains, and they'll get the bargains. And it is true. If this is the setup with retail, and it's a cat-and-mouse game, and they're going to put things on sale, then you're going to get them then. It's funny because I have never been a Black Friday shopper, but I was this weekend as I got a couple of appliances. Yeah, appliances. Doing that dishwasher. Let's see, I'm going to peel back the onion for you. The other who's coming on in a couple of weeks, he was really into it. We had to find a dishwasher, and he wanted a third rack for silverware. And then we had to get a sink, and then we had to get, like, this cooktop. And I think he did all the research, and I asked just a couple of questions. It was almost a little bit of a role reversal, but that's okay because he had the time to dig it up. I didn't have quite as much time, but I have to admit I'm excited to finally not have to worry about those drip pans. You know what I'm talking about. You're doing that cooking thing and everything overflows. All right, speaking of overflows, it is a weird transition, but a major San Diego port of entry closed because you had migrants rushing the border. And this is, we're talking about, you know, when you look at Tijuana and how people pour in to the country from there. You had Mexican federal and local police blocking a group of people from marching toward the border, and that was near the San Ysidro port of entry. You had the U.S. side using tear gas to disperse the crossers, the would-be crossers, and you just saw a cloud of tear gas. I looked at some of the video. This is radio. Imagine giant clouds of tear gas and people running away. So anything to stop the mass melee. This is the busiest land port of entry in the Western Hemisphere, if you didn't know that. So it was very quiet for several hours. It was temporarily closed off, cars, pedestrians, all of that at San Ysidro. And then it reopened in both directions to people walking, etc. And you had about 500 or so people that overwhelmed the police barricades at another crossing nearby, rushed the border, and the crowds were men, women, and children. That's what it looked like, and I've seen photos and video of that, and there was protests on both sides, and you had people splitting off in all kinds of directions, and you know the story now, but if you don't, groups of Central American migrants have been converging on the Mexican border city for days, really, to try to get into the United States. It's drawn Mexican troops, protesters, threats from the president to close the U.S.-Mexico border, period, to migrants. And the mayor of Tijuana mentioned that he didn't want the actions of a few to damage the relationship with the United States, and talked about residents who live in Tijuana work and study and visit the United States every day, and the border closures would affect them and did affect them. And, of course, nobody wants to see that. And the whole idea and what the mayor said is he's not going to commit city resources to these people, money or public services. And he's telling the Mexican government, President Enrique Peña Nieto that his Secretary of Domestic Affairs has to provide some kind of assistance because he says we can't go into debt. We can't have that happen. We're dealing with a humanitarian crisis and the federal government has to step up. So they have their own issues on the other side. You know, we look at it from this lens and then he's telling us, look at it from this other side and what we're dealing with and, of course, wanting to stop that. I know some of you might be flying out. Make sure you check. There's been blizzard conditions in Kansas. It's awful. It was on Sunday night. In Omaha, in the Midwest, that were shutting down airports. There were high wind advisories and all kinds of different areas, so be careful. And it's going into Monday, which is now. You're talking about people who, like in Cook County, Illinois, the blizzard warnings are jumping from 8 million to 14 million, so the worst is starting to come down. Whiteout conditions, I mean, so many of you are familiar with this. When you're traveling, you can't see. And 4 million people is a lot of people, so make sure you pay attention to that. I'm guilty of thinking, well, in Texas we say, as I'm in our plush studios in Texas, that if you don't like the weather, it'll change in another, you know, couple of minutes. Just give us a chance. The problem is you don't want us to change in the wrong direction. So any of you who have flights, you're leaving family, you're maybe coming after the holidays, make sure you check. Nothing worse than getting on a highway. Nothing worse than going to an airport and finding out you can't get out. I mean, just terrible when you're trapped. Here's some good news. The campfire is 100% contained. That was announced over the weekend, really on Sunday. More bodies were found. But the great part of this is that the number has come down. We're talking about that more than 2,500 people are accounted for. Thank goodness 249 are missing, but that number is really down. Remember, it was 1,000 people just a few days ago. So they've got a list of missing people, and they're maintaining that pretty closely, and they're offering people to swab their cheeks so that they, if they're looking for their relatives, they might be able to still identify them. A little bit of rain helped because you have dogs that are going all over the area, canvassing the area, and looking for bodies. You know, this fire started back, and people forget, back on November 8th. You know how many homes have been destroyed? 14,000 homes, 15 or 500 some businesses, and 4,200 other buildings. This covered 150,000 acres. Somebody told it to me this way. I love when you try to really get someone's mind to understand how big it is, the size of Chicago. And I know our pal Dan in Texas, who's a frequent caller, called in to talk about his family member that was up there, and it's sad. I mean, the loss of life, the property, the everything that the people are dealing with. So if you want to complain, just take a look at what's happening to some other people. It is Cyber Monday. It is about deals. If you found a good deal and you want to share, send it to me, Kate Delaney, katedelaneyradio.com. I laugh because I'm like just not one for the shopping thing. I'd rather shop sort of during the year when I see something. And this whole idea of crawling around at the last minute, just seems, it's so extreme to me. But, you know, it's what we do, and I'm as guilty as anyone else of doing the same thing, of having time creep up on me and wanting to recognize someone and go out there and do something, and then I'm waiting to, too late. By the way, some of you actually emailed me and asked me, did Phil Mickelson win or Tiger Woods? I can't believe it, but for that $9 million prize in the desert, Phil Mickelson won $9 million. Lefty won 22 holes. He finished on the 93-yard sudden death hole that they played not once, not twice, but three times. And he sunk a seven-figure putt, as they say, from 4 feet. And Tiger missed his last chance from 8 feet. They had some side bets. It looks like they had some fun. I don't think the pay-per-view went over very well, though. Very few people paid the $19.99. I think we'll see what the final statistics say. Stay with us. Much more coming on the flip side here on ATN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. www.dedoctorsdontlie.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I got health insurance that only works if I die. Oh, what if I live? America's when there's no words left to say it all like a kid. Give me that wrecking ball of faith in my heart that it knocks down. One day all those asses are kissing about you on the mouth.
Excited to be joined by Ray Hurd. Perfect timing for that. He's the Deputy Consortium Administrator for the Consortium for Health Plans Operations and Regional Administrator for Boston and New York Regional Offices, where we're talking about, of course, open enrollment and Medicare. As the Deputy Consortium, I think it's important to set this up, the Administrator for Health Plans and Operations, he provides that oversight and guidance to 10 CMS regional offices across the country for the administration of Medicare Advantage and Medicare prescription drug plans. So he's a big deal for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
Now, here's the thing. This really is important because I think people sometimes get confused on dates and then what do they need to do. So perfect timing for you to be here. When does Medicare open enrollment end, first of all?
So people only have one chance a year, people that have Medicare only have one chance a year to make changes to their coverage. And that ends on December 7th, so we're down to the last 3 weeks for people to really look at their options and make a decision.
Wow. And here's the thing, while we're in this open enrollment portion, what do Medicare beneficiaries need to do during this period?
Well, the first thing they need to do is think about what matters most to them. So our health changes from year to year, and if we already have a health insurance plan, they change coverage from year to year. So you need to review your own status, and you need to review what your health plan covers, make sure it's continuing to cover your doctor or your prescriptions. And then you have to think about what type of Medicare coverage is going to best fit your needs. And we have a tool that can help people with that. On Medicare.gov, it's called Compare Coverage Options, and it asks you 5 simple questions. And sort of gives you guidance as to what might be the best options for you. Do you better off with a Medicare Advantage plan or maybe traditional Medicare with a standalone prescription drug plan? And so it sort of guides you down that path. And then the best tool, I think, is the Estimate Medicare Costs, because it will look at your current health status and what your current Medicare coverage is, and it will show you, you know, am I going to pay more out of pocket with just traditional Medicare than if I had a Medicare Advantage plan.
Yeah, wow, sounds like a great tool because, Ray, you and I both know what's on our mind. We want good coverage, but we want to make sure we can afford it. So you'd probably advise really use that tool and drill that down, right?
Absolutely. And I also advise, if you can, to make an appointment with a state health insurance assistance counselor. I talk to the counselors every year, and I always hear great stories about how they helped people with Medicare save money or find better coverage because they took the time to walk them through their different options.
Yeah, nice. Who can participate in Medicare open enrollment? Sometimes there's confusion there.
Basically, anybody that's enrolled in Medicare is able to participate in this open enrollment period.
And we mentioned you have 3 weeks for it to end, so you've got to do this now. And why is open enrollment this one time a year important for people with Medicare?
Well, it's really important because it's the only time of year when you can make a change to your coverage options. So come December 7th, if you haven't made any changes, you are going to stay in the same Medicare coverage you have now for another year before you can review your options and make choices. And remember, you know, if you have traditional Medicare, it doesn't cover everything. You know, vision, dental, and hearing are not covered by traditional Medicare. If you shop around and look at the Medicare Advantage plans that are available in your area, you may be able to find one that offers some of those benefits and covers things like dental or vision or hearing where traditional Medicare doesn't.
Yeah, great advice there. And that's why that Medicare Advantage plan was put in place, right?
That's part of it. The other thing is most Medicare Advantage plans cover your prescription drug costs. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you don't have to worry about having another standalone prescription drug plan.
Yeah. What other resources are available online?
So the best resource online is Medicare.gov, a pretty robust website. I already talked about some of the tools that are available there, compare coverage options, estimate your Medicare cost. But you can also find health and drug plans and compare them right on the screen so you can see which one may have the better options for you. And anytime you have a question about Medicare or you want help, you can call 1-800-MEDICARE to talk to a customer service representative. And they're available 24 hours a day.
Wow, that's great. 1-800-MEDICARE, so keep that in mind for everybody listening, 24 hours a day. You know, when you look at this, and Ray, obviously you've been involved with this for a while, and you know this backwards and forwards, and I can tell that. Where do most people trip up? So if we could help them, where do they mostly struggle when they're trying to do this?
I think where most people trip up is that it's a daunting task, and so they don't do anything, and they just settle with staying where they are. And that is really not the best choice because there are so many new options out there and so many additional benefits that they may be able to find and actually fit their needs better, as well as save them money.
Yeah, so there you go. And talking about resources, and we talked about online, and we gave you the phone number, et cetera, where else can people go to get local help in their own community? Because some people would rather do it that way.
So every state has state health insurance assistance program, and those are trained counselors through Medicare. So they understand the Medicare system, and they can walk through that process. If you are interested in sitting down with somebody, you can call 1-800-MEDICARE to get the number to your local health insurance assistance program.
And we talked about this right at the top. This is your one chance a year to do this, the Medicare open enrollment. So what happens if people miss the deadline?
Yeah, unfortunately, if you don't take action before December 7th, you'll have to wait until the next open enrollment period to make any changes, and that'll be next October 15th when it starts.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad that we're doing this interview because the more people, and you know this obviously, the more people you reach, the more people understand that. And the idea of the task that it is, I think you've really put people's I guess, fears at bay, which is a really, really good thing, Ray, when we look at this, because here's the thing, it's your health, it's your benefit, right, and so you want to use that.
Absolutely, and you know, if you go to Medicare.gov, like I said, there's some tools that will walk you through the process, and you can look at the different plans that are available to you and even sign up right there on the website.
Yeah, I think it's, to me, as I've done this with relatives, I think the process has gotten easier. What do you think?
Oh, we strive to make it better year after year. We're always making improvements to the Medicare plan finder and trying to find ways to make it easier for people to shop for plans and make choices.
Yeah, for you personally, and I mentioned all those great credentials at the top of this, it's got to be a very busy time, is it?
It is a very busy time. You know, it's a lot busier getting the plans ready coming into the open enrollment period, but now that we've got everybody lined up, my job is to make sure that people understand what their options are and that they take advantage of this period because, you know, as I said once, I talk to counselors every year that save people money and find better options for them.
Yeah, and that's interesting, too, because you do that deeper dive in talking to those counselors. Is that part of, just for the interest of telling people the kind of work that you do, is that part of the process when you get through this period, you go back and look at, okay, how do we make this bigger, or how do we make this easier for people? What do they really want, and what are we seeing, like, the trends?
So we do trend analysis, and we do look at the process from year to year and look for where there might have been glitches in the system or ways to make it easier for people. And remember, you know, we're trying to make the Medicare program better itself year after year. So we've given Medicare Advantage plans more flexibilities to add additional supplemental benefits. So, you know, next year you may see benefits that cover home care or maybe cover other benefits that aren't traditional. And so these are the kind of things that, you know, people look at, maybe adult daycare services or in-home support services or home-based palliative care. And as the Medicare Advantage plans grow and we give them more flexibilities, they keep adding these programs. But if you don't go online or talk to a counselor and look at what the plans offer, you never know.
Yeah, so that's a key takeaway, I think, from this interview is please go and take advantage of that, whether it's face-to-face. But I love the idea of the Medicare Advantage plan because you said it. You look at this every year, and you're adding things, and who knows what's there if you don't take advantage, right?
That's right. Take advantage, look at what's available, find different benefits, and again, you might save money.
Yeah, there you go. So I want to make sure that we get this clear. Go to Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, and they have, Ray, until when this ends?
Just till December 7th. You've got 3 weeks left, so it's time to take action.
Yep, excellent. Ray Hurd, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has closed the road between San Diego and Tijuana, Mexico, as groups of Central American migrants have been converging there in their quest to gain asylum in the United States. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, independent Senator Angus King of Maine says the role of U.S. troops there is murky.
Posse comitatus, no use of federal troops for law enforcement. It gets gray when you get to the border. Now, if indeed there was an invasion, which there isn't, clearly we can defend ourselves. That's one of the reasons you have a military. But using troops in a border situation with asylum seekers is, I think, not appropriate.
More than 5,000 migrants have been camped in and around a sports complex in Tijuana after making their way through Mexico in caravans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Joined by our next guest. He's in our so-called virtual green room. I love it. James Dunn is with us. He is what you would call a historian, a dedicated historian for sure. And he wrapped up his new book, The United States of Empire, The Passing of the Mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States. It is an in-depth analysis of the role that the World Wars played in really propelling America, this is a great way to describe this, to its unprecedented international super status. James, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much. And you call me Jim. I use that on the book and to sign my checks, but I'm comfortable with Jim.
I like that. All right, Jim. So what made you want to do this? I know you're a historian. That's why I said that. And obviously you have a passion for it. But what drove you to pull this book together? Because that's a big undertaking.
Yeah, a combination of things. A couple of mistakes. I have a journalism degree and a history degree from URI. And I tried my hand at doing some reporting in a local paper, and that didn't work out so well. And then I had a side job driving, and I was very frustrated because I wanted to do something with my degree. And it was right around the time of the Soviet Union falling, and there was a short period of time where we were, and actually still are, the sole superpower in the world. And I wanted to look at, the simple answer is because of World War II and we won the Cold War. But I wanted to look deeper into the just how it happened, and really have to go back to World War I. And we just had the 100th year anniversary of the armistice, 11-11-11 when November 11th at 11 o'clock is when they ended World War One. But World War One changed the whole atmosphere, what was going on in Europe. And World War One brought the United States into the realm of world power because we weren't concerned about European wars, you know. We weren't concerned about what was going on in Iraq and Afghanistan in, you know, in, say, 1911, you know, or let's say in 1901 we weren't. In 2001, we were so deep in it, we got attacked on 9/11. You know, that's a huge change. And, you know, I spent a lot of time researching it and looking at it. And, you know, World War One is just so definitive. Because if, and this is the premise of my book, if we didn't get involved in World War One, then Germany would have won. And I'm talking Germany of Kaiser Wilhelm, not Nazi Germany. You know,
right.
Totally different, you know?
Right.
And, you know, the United States could have lived, you know, with Kaiser Germany having won World War One. But, the textbook reasons for why we got involved, you know, sinking of the Lusitania, the unrestricted submarine warfare, the Zimmermann telegram where Germany threatened to pay Mexico to invade the southwest of the United States. It's an amazing thing because the combination of German blunders and German diplomatic blunders, because they were winning on the battlefield.
Yep.
But they lost the war in diplomacy and in propaganda. Got a whole chapter about that. And it sets the tone. You know, without the fall of Kaiser Wilhelm, there's no possible room for Adolf Hitler to come to power. And if there's no Adolf Hitler, you know, all the 20th century changes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how fascinating that you put this puzzle together, and you're right, when you look at Germany and then you see what could have happened. And you even talk about, at one point, when you look at presidents, and you look at the presidents from the beginning, from Washington through Madison, you say this, they warned us what we've become. So they warned about that, what to avoid. But then
exactly.
The question... And that's so fascinating, because then the question does become, well, what does that mean? Imagine what would have happened, and is it good for the United States when you look at that, as the United States became the superpower, like you say?
Yeah, it's really a crazy thing. Without World War One, there is no... You know, the United States would have shared power with, it'd probably still be Great Britain, Germany, the United States, and Japan in there. You know, I'm sure there would have been conflicts along the way, but, you know, and the other point of my book is that we have replaced Great Britain as the empire of the world. You know, it used to be said that the sun never set on the British Empire. And that's because, you know, their navy could patrol the world. They could send their marines anywhere they needed to. And they kept commerce safe. And now that's our role. We do all those things. You know?
Yes.
When there's Somali pirates off of the African coast, you know, we send our ships there.
Right.
You know?
So we assume the burden, too, right? I mean, that's what part of the struggle is.
Yes, yeah. We assume the burden, which means that we have to send our men and women, and our ships, our treasure, all that goes to protect the empire. and we don't call ourselves an empire, you know, you're never going to have any politician, you know, come out and say that. But we are de facto an empire. We do exactly what Great Britain was doing 100 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Jim Dunn, and I want to make sure everybody knows you can pick up the book at Barnes & Noble or Amazon, and the book is called The United States of Empire, The Passing of the Mantle from the United Kingdom, as we're talking about, to the United States. I want to ask you this, Jim. This is, like I said in the beginning, such a huge undertaking. How long did it take you to pull this puzzle together the way you wanted?
It took about 8 to 10 years. I hope my next book doesn't take that long.
But so in 8 to 10 years, you had to be pretty proud when that was done, though. What was that feeling like when you finished it?
Oh, it was great. You know, the problem was, where do I go next?
Right.
You know, I mean, I had my day job, but it had nothing to do with what I like to do. You know, I wasn't writing on a newspaper, or I wasn't a professor somewhere. You know, so I didn't have natural outlets. So, you know, but there's a lot of publishing companies and, you know, marketing companies out there that help. The internet's fantastic for that now, which is a good thing. It's just my day job and my wannabe job are in such conflict with each other, you know?
Right, right. And a lot of America completely understands that. I want to make sure people know to pick up your book, because let's do that. And I'm going to say it again, The United States of Empire, The Passing of the Mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
A deeper knowledge of why we get involved in the wars and the conflicts that we get involved in. And a serious question of, do we really want to have this responsibility? Because, I mean, this gets into all the talk lately about the deep state, you know, or shadow government or stuff like that. But a lot of the decisions, you know, aren't made by, you know, Joe Sixpack, you know, out on the street. Of course, it's made at higher levels in the government. And there are people that seem to have their own agenda, whether or not what's a perfect example of it is like in World War One, between the Secretary of State, William Jennings Bryan, who had run for the presidency 3 times and failed 3 times. In fact, if he had run in 1912 instead of Woodrow Wilson, he would have been the president, because he was a Democrat and the Republican Party was split. He was pro-German. And again, no one needs to get crazy. I'm not saying pro-Nazi. I'm saying pro-German, pro-Kaiser Wilhelm Germany.
Right.
That just gets real dicey, you know, if you say, right, you know, you're pro-German. But anyhow,
sure.
So he would have worked to keep us out of, and he was working to keep us out of the First World War. But Robert Lansing, who was the Assistant Secretary of State, who supposedly worked for Brennan, actually ran the policy, and it was Lansing that President Wilson listened to. And, you know, William Jennings Bryan was just given, you know, he said, "Oh, that's nice. I see what you're talking about." But he listened to the undersecretary. The president listened to the undersecretary of state. You know, so, and Bryan was much closer to the will of the people than either Woodrow Wilson, and definitely much closer than Robert Lansing was. I mean, they called him the great commoner.
Right.
He came out of the Midwest.
Right, and that would have made such a big difference. Wow, we could talk all day, and this is the reason why you need to pick up this book. Jim, thank you so much for coming on. Jim Dunn, pick up his book, The United States of Empire, The Passing of the Mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States. Thank you.
Chilling out. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Because I never had a Sunday free And I'm talking about Hugh Bonfil. He's in our virtual green room right now. You remember him from a lot of different things, but including his role as Robert Crawley on Downton Abbey. It was such a huge show. It still continues to be a huge show. And I also remember him from Paddington. Paddington the first one and Paddington 2 and Notting Hill and The Monuments Men and the lists of great roles that Hugh has been a part of, movies, etc., stage, television, is very, very long. And this time around, you're going to get to see Hugh with Tony Award-winning actress, singer, Sutton Foster. They're part of, this time around, the Christmas with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, easy for me to say after five cups of coffee. And it's a 60-minute version you'll be able to see on PBS and BYU TV. So, Hugh, thanks so much for popping on.
Thank you very much. Very nice to talk to you.
So here's the thing. Before we dive into this Christmas special, I have to ask you this. You might have heard me say that in that long-winded introduction, that you did ruin my Sundays, but you made so many people happy. That show was an incredible phenomenon. Do you still have people ask you questions about Downton Abbey?
I'm sorry it ruined your Sunday, but I'm sure there was some good football you could have flicked over on the other side. But, yeah, lots of people seem to like the show, and we managed to sustain six seasons of it. And, yes, it's remarkable, even now, 3 years on, the affection that people seem to have for it and the clamor to have more. In fact, we've just, as you may know, we've just finished shooting a movie version, which is a continuation of the story, not a sort of recap, and that'll be coming out in cinemas next September. But it's been wonderful how it's been taken to hearts all around the world, and I'm just delighted that the Crawley family and all the people who work with them have found a place in so many people's hearts. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And when I said it ruined my Sunday, it ruined it because I watched it constantly and I ignored everything else in my life. So not to confuse you, all the things I was supposed to do didn't get done because I was glued to the show. I mean, even to the point where I was a binge watcher. You know, that's an addiction when you binge watch something, and I binge watched all of it. And I couldn't wait to see, especially because I loved your character. I couldn't wait to see what happened at the end of it. Was that the best kept secret? It was probably hard for you to keep some of the script secret because people wanted to know, right?
Yeah, and it's a weird thing, isn't it? People, particularly, if you don't mind me saying so, journalists and people in the media want to spoil stories, but the whole pleasure of watching shows like that is you don't know what's happening next, and I think the greatest coup we pulled off was when Lady Sybil died in season three, and we all obviously knew what was coming, and it was a real coup that it didn't leak, to the extent that when we were saying goodbye to Jessica, who played Lady Sybil, we all went to the pub, to have a party as a send-off. And we put up happy birthday signs all over the pub so that people would be hoodwinked into thinking we were celebrating her birthday. And it paid off. But in terms of the final season, another nice secret was my rumbling ulcer, which burst out over the dinner table in the most ungentlemanly fashion. So things like that were fun for the audience to be either moved or shocked by or to laugh at.
I love that. And now you get this chance to be part of a big tradition, this Christmas with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And it's the 15th time they've done it, Hugh. I don't have to tell you that. And some amazing people have been part of it. Some really incredible narrators. Is that not intimidating, but is it pretty awe-inspiring, I guess, for you to be in this role?
Absolutely, and it sort of came out of the blue. And I, to be honest, I'd heard of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, but I haven't, seen the Christmas shows because of not living in the States. And so I wasn't quite prepared for the scale of it. And so when Sutton and I got together in Salt Lake City to rehearse and meet the choir and the orchestra and be in the extraordinary venue they have there, I felt like a tiny little ant because I realized how vast this thing was. And so I was, yes, I was intimidated at first, but then the warmth of the welcome that we got, that both Sutton and I got from everyone involved, was quite astonishing. And even the venue, which does seat 21,000 people, is the biggest theater I've ever been in, but it had a strange intimacy about it, and you really did feel you were connecting to everyone in that hall. And the choir just are so sublime to listen to, and are such professionals, even though they're amateurs and they're volunteers, and the same with the orchestra. You very quickly realized you were dealing with the best of the best, and that everyone was at the top of their game, and so you better step up to the plate. And this, again, this sense of scale was quite huge, but the intimacy of the material and the warmth of what the show is all about was really at the heart of it, and made it a very special experience, and I felt very, very flattered and very honored to be there.
Yeah. How did you get tapped for that? How did you get involved?
It was the most peculiar story, which charming story. Mac Wilberg is the musical director of the choir, an amazing man, an amazing talent in his own right. He said he was in London a few years ago, and he happened to walk past the Albert Hall and saw there was a concert on, and he had an evening free, so he popped in, and I was hosting the concert that night, and he sort of, you know, got out his little notebook and thought, he'll do one day, and two years later, I got an invitation to go and join them in Salt Lake. So it was a nice piece of serendipity that a musical director looking for some entertainment in London found it and gave me a call. So that was very nice.
Yeah. For you, Hugh, and, you know, as somebody who's busy working in films and stage, et cetera, and productions like this one, you must carve out some time for Christmas. What does Christmas mean to you?
Christmas really is, obviously, in the States, Thanksgiving is more of a sort of family drawing together of the family so you can all throw buns at each other. We reserve that pleasure for Christmas, and for me, it's about drawing the family together, and I lost someone dear to me a few Christmases ago, so it has an added poignancy. So it's really a time of good family reflection and looking forward to the future and reminding, all of us of our common humanity and looking out for those less fortunate than ourselves. And there's a lot of misery in the world, and trying to spread a little bit of brightness in the darkness is an important thing, and I'm reminded of that at Christmas.
Okay, last one for you. This might be tough. Who is funnier, Hugh Grant, you work with him, or George Clooney?
Oh, that's so unfair. I think hearing some of the stories about what George gets up to in terms of winding up his friends, I think they are unmatched. You know, the way he winds up, people like Matt Damon with some of the antics he does and sending out fake scripts to people and teasing people like that, I think is hilarious. But both he and Hugh are very, very funny people, and I feel very lucky to have worked with them.
I love it. Last one, where can people go for more information? It's Tuesday, November 13th. That'll air, right?
That's right, yeah. Monday, I think it's Monday, December 17th.
Oh,
it'll go
yes,
on PBS.
17th,
so you can,
yeah.
Well, anyway, whatever. Go to pbs.org/ Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and there will be more correct information there.
I don't know what date it is.
My dog.
I love it. Oh, that's funny. What kind of dog?
I have two Tibetan Terriers, and the jury's out as to whether they're geniuses or really stupid.
I like it. Hugh, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Appreciate it.
All right. All the best. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.